Rasmussen poll, Republicans' lead on generic congressional ballot shrinks to 5 points. By Jacob Bliss on July 29, 2022. Republicans lead Democrats on the generic congressional ballot by 5 points. 5 points lower than the previous week, on a Rasmussen Reports poll released Friday. While the Republicans look to retake control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections, which are only 102 days away, after being in the minority for roughly 4 years, the most recent Rasmussen Report survey showed that 46% of likely U.S. voters would elect a Republican, compared to the 41% who said they would vote for the Democrat. Thus, the Republicans only have a 5-point lead, 5 less than the previous week when they were up by 10 points. 5% said they would vote for another candidate, and the other 9% said they were unsure. The Republicans' 5-point lead shows that the party has lost a growing momentum in the polls. However, while there is under 4 months left until the election, there is still time for the generic ballot to move either way before November. But the Republicans have led the generic ballot all year. Rasmussen had previously noted that in July 2018, before the Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they had a 7-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. Their advantage was slightly up from June 2018 when they held a 4-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot, 45% to 41%. But, as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between the Democrats and Republicans became extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats. In this poll, the Republican Party has a 10-point advantage with independents over the Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 41% said they would vote for the GOP candidate, while only 31% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Additionally, 21% of black voters and 42% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. For Democrats, 60% of black voters and 39% of other minority groups said they would vote for them. Compared to last week, Democrats have lost 1% of black voters. Furthermore, there is a difference in voter intensity between the parties, with 85% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and only 80% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from July 24 to 28 and questioned 2,500 likely U.S. voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.